are going to celebrate the Beaver Dam Pepper. That's right, the Beaver Dam Pepper. We will talk about the Beaver Dam Pepper and the effort to save it from becoming extinct. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, September 6th. There are events all month, especially in the Milwaukee area, to revive interest in growing and using the Beaver Dam Pepper. We will find out why and what's going on, and we'll also discuss some of the other foods that are in danger of going extinct and what's being done to save endangered foods. And we welcome your questions, and we will also welcome your nomination of foods that should be saved. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Jennifer Casey. She is a board member at Slow Food Wisconsin Southeast, where she focuses on biodiversity. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thanks a lot for joining us. Tell us about the Beaver Dam Pepper.
Sure. So the Beaver Dam Pepper traveled with Hungarian immigrants to Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, just after the turn of the last century. I like the pepper because it's very large. It's sweet and mildly spicy. It's ripe when it turns red, and it's very versatile to use in the kitchen. Chefs love it for that reason as well.
Then how come it's endangered?
Well, that's part of a much larger picture, right? Mm-hmm. We've, across the globe, experienced a massive loss of food biodiversity. And that's related to many different factors. I mean, the industrializing of the food system, varying land use practices, changing the way we consume food. And it's also related to things like war and genocide and climate change. But we've experienced a massive loss of food biodiversity all over the globe, and it hits home in Wisconsin as well.
Yeah, so something like the Beaver Dam pepper is still around, but the mass-produced peppers that show up in the grocery stores are crowding them out.
Sure. I mean, those mass-produced foods are easier to grow. They travel well. Things like the Beaver Dam pepper stick around because somebody loves it, and so they save those seeds and they make sure it sticks around for harvest time.
Yeah. So, how do you grow the Beaver Dam pepper?
Well, one of the reasons why it's not grown widely is because it grows so large. I said that's one of the reasons why I love it and why chefs like to use it, and why that Hungarian family kept it around. But it also makes it hard to grow because it needs staking. Without staking, the Beaver Dam pepper can crack right on the vine.
Mm. Yeah, so what are you doing? Why did you choose the Beaver Dam pepper as a food to focus on regarding endangered foods?
Sure. I mean, it's a mascot of sorts. Slow food, I should tell you, it's a philosophy, you know, a way of combining ethics and pleasure of eating. But it's also an international organization with more than 150,000 members in 150 countries. We have a chapter here in Milwaukee. You also have one there in Madison. We're Slow Food Wisconsin Southeast. And we, along with the Scrumptious Pantry, which is a business out of Chicago that pickles and preserves the Beaver Dam pepper, decided to celebrate its centennial. It's a way to educate about not just this pepper, but biodiversity and heritage foods in general.
Mm-hmm. And what are you going to be doing to celebrate it?
Well, we're starting tomorrow. We start with a few cooking demonstrations. The first one will be tomorrow at 9 a.m. at the South Shore Farmers Market here in Milwaukee, right along beautiful Lake Michigan. Next week, Saturday, we'll be doing a cooking demonstration at the Fondy Farmers Market, which is also in Milwaukee. On Wednesday, we'll be celebrating at the Friends of Real Food at the Urban Ecology Center in Riverside Park. And then on September 21st is the real meat of the celebration. We've worked with farmers in the area to grow out some of these peppers. And we're pairing them with different chefs. So we have 7 restaurants that will be featuring the Beaver Dam Pepper on their menu, and we're hoping people will travel around the city and enjoy the plated peppers.
It sounds delicious. What's the hope? What do you hope this will accomplish?
Well, first and foremost, Slow Food is an educational organization, so we hope that people learn a bit about food, our heritage, and biodiversity. We also want to bring people together around the table. I mean, there's so much magic that happens when people sit at table together, enjoy food, and talk. And then finally, we want to keep this Beaver Dam Pepper in the market. If this is successful, we'll do it again next year. We'll ask the farmers to grow out much larger swaths of the pepper and, you know, make it more accessible.
Yeah, and why is it important to save the Beaver Dam Pepper?
Well, again, I'll go up, you know, to the larger picture. I mean, I think heritage foods and biodiversity matter in many ways, and I'll give you kind of a twofold answer. The first is a very real science answer, which food biodiversity and food traditions are important for food security. That, you know, gets at being able to feed adequately all 7 billion of us on the planet. But then there's the more human explanation. You know, we're storytellers, and we need more than the anonymous food that the industrial food system provides us. I think we need food with story. We need food with soul. The cultural traditions around it, the community that it builds, it feeds much more than our bodies.
We are talking about the efforts to save the Beaver Dam Pepper, one of many endangered foods in this country. And we will talk more about the efforts to revive other endangered foods and welcome your questions and your thoughts about this. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking with Jennifer Casey. She's a board member at Slow Food Wisconsin Southeast, where she focuses on biodiversity. We are talking about the efforts going on this month in Wisconsin to showcase the Beaver Dam Pepper. This is an endangered food, and we will talk more about the arc of taste that Slow Food is promoting and how you can nominate foods that you think ought to be saved. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. More than 300,000 varieties of vegetables have disappeared over the last century. And we are talking about the efforts to revive some of these endangered foods and trying to save some of the endangered foods from being forgotten, from going extinct, like the Beaver Dam Pepper. And we are welcoming your thoughts and questions for our guest at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Jennifer Casey, a board member at Slow Food Wisconsin Southeast. And we have Megan on Twitter who says, I saw a Beaver Dam Pepper at the farmer's market in Horicon. It came from Tanglewood Hill. Not sure where Tanglewood Hill is, but that's interesting. Can we find a Beaver Dam Pepper at a farmer's market?
You sure can. And, of course, we don't know everyone who's growing the Beaver Dam Pepper, but as I travel the state and even the country around this time when the Beaver Dam Peppers are becoming ripe, I always look. And I was once as far as Asheville, North Carolina, and found the Beaver Dam Pepper at a market there in the city. And I asked the young farmer where she learned about the pepper, and it turned out that she had interned on a farm in Wisconsin, and she brought it with her.
Yeah. So if I know listeners are going to say, I want a beaver dam pepper, you just have to look around, or is there a, some place to find where we can go to a farmer's market to find it?
Right, a treasure hunt for the beaver dam pepper. You know, they are rare and they are around. I encourage people to go and look for the beaver dam pepper at their local farmer's market. I was at the Madison Market last weekend and I didn't happen to see one, but that doesn't mean they're not there. Another way to find the beaver dam pepper is to purchase them pickled. Our partner in the Beaver Dam Pepper Celebration is the Scrumptious Pantry, and they have a website that you can go to and order them online. She also sells her preserved peppers all over the Milwaukee area, and, you know, again, you can grow the beaver dam pepper. One way to find the seeds is to purchase them from seedsavers.org. They're another wonderful heritage food nonprofit organization. What we did here in Milwaukee this year for the first time is we sponsored an Arc of Taste grow out. So we partnered with a local nursery to grow out 6 plants on the Arc of Taste, one of them being the beaver dam. And then we sold to our community little Arc of Taste plant kits for them to place in their garden. So I have some outside growing alongside Amish paste tomatoes and Aunt Molly's ground cherry and Aunt Ruby's German green tomato.
Oh my gosh, that's wonderful. So are those other vegetables you mentioned, are they also endangered vegetables?
Yes, they're all on the Arc of Taste, which is really Slow Food's initiative globally to defend biodiversity through preserving heritage foods. What it actually is, it's a catalog and it's a tool. It's a catalog of delicious foods in danger of extinction. And by promoting and eating these foods, we ensure they remain in production and on our plates. Currently across the world, there's a little over 1,000 foods on the Arc of Taste. Most of them in Italy, because that's where Slow Food was founded, and there's a lot of work going on there. But we have 200 foods on the U.S. Arc of Taste. And there's a major initiative across the world to increase the total number of foods, to preserve and protect more foods. So we're looking for nomination ideas.
Wonderful. Well, let's see if our listeners have some nomination ideas for foods that can go on this Arc of Taste catalog. And then if it is on the Arc of Taste, Jennifer, then there will be efforts made to try to promote it, try to get people to grow it, try to get chefs to use it, that sort of thing?
Yeah, that's the hope. So each chapter across the country, and there are hundreds of chapters all across the country, they can take a look at the Arc of Taste. It's available online and find which foods are from their region. I mean, in our area, it's much more than the beaver dam pepper and the vegetables I mentioned. It also includes things like Lake Michigan whitefish, which has, you know, popular or once was popular, used in Door County fish boils. Wild rice or manumen, as the Anishinaabe people say, is another food on the Arc of Taste. Shagbark hickory nuts, which you can find at the Madison Market. I had a nice conversation with an older couple who sells their shagbark hickory nuts at the market. And then things like American Plains bison. You know, the western part of the state is a good part of the state for raising bison.
Well, we will continue to take some nominations from listeners on foods that you think ought to be placed on the Arc of Taste, foods that you think should be saved, promoted. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And we do have Diane in De Pere, who has a comment about the beaver dam pepper. Hi, Diane.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
This year, I only purchased heirloom plants for my garden because I was just not happy with, you know, the turnout that I was getting. I went to the De Pere Floral and Garden Center, and they have as plants the beaver dam pepper, and it was excellent. I'm not a pepper eater, but it had just the right amount of spark that I wanted from a pepper, but not something that I would be running to find sour cream to, you know, neutralize my mouth. The Pure Garden Center, though, they are working very hard on these heirloom plants to save them. So just wanted to let you know.
Well, and how did you, was it easy to grow it, Diane?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I'm saying this is I only bought heirlooms this year from the De Pere Garden Center, and it was probably the best garden I've had in years. And I don't know, you know, what the difference was, you know, if it was the weather or whatever. But my tomatoes that I got there, and I can't even remember the names of the heirlooms that I got for tomatoes, my ground cherries. I remember that I bought the Beaver Dam pepper because we used to live in Columbus. So I thought, oh, I need to do that. Excellent.
Yeah.
Diane, can I ask, how did you use the pepper?
Well, I used it, the kids put it in like stir fries, sandwiches. I don't know. My son-in-law and daughter live with us, and he cooks, so he puts it in stuff, and it just added that little bit of extra spark to the food. And then one day I took some over to the local Mexican restaurant because we had gotten to be friends with one of the waiters and gave some to him.
Very nice. Thank you, Diane. And putting them in grilled cheese sandwiches, I think I read, Jennifer, was one way that your chef that works with you likes to use them.
Sure, it cuts the richness. But, you know, we also were blessed to recently get a Hungarian goulash recipe. And there's a great story that goes along with that. When we were selling our Arc of Taste plant kits at a street festival here in Milwaukee, a woman came up to purchase the plants, and she told us that her aunt had grown up next to the Hungarian family who had brought the Beaver Dam pepper to Beaver Dam, the Hoosley family. Yeah. And her aunt remembered eating it and using it as she was growing up. So she came, this woman came, the niece, to pick up the plant because they had read about it in the journal Sentinel. And then she sent us her aunt's Hungarian goulash recipe.
Yum. I don't know if we have time to actually pass it along here, but is that available on your website or anything?
It will be. We just received it this week. We'll be putting it on the slowfoodwise.org soon.
Okay, and I think we have a link to your website on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page as well. So, you know, I know, can we get these Arc of Taste kits anytime soon?
You'll be able to next year because we'll certainly do it again. It was a very popular project. Another way to find Arc of Taste foods is to use localharvest.org. That's a local food search engine, and Slow Food has partnered with them to help people find Arc of Taste foods in their area.
Let's go to another caller. Angie in St. Francis is with us. Hello, Angie.
Hello, yes. I'm looking for the yellow transparent apples. There was on the internet, there was a place called Everflow up in Bonneville, Wisconsin. But I've called them, I've written to them, but I never get a response.
You know, I know Angie's called us before during an apple show, wondering, apparently, Angie, this apple was an especially good apple, and you can't find it anymore.
Oh, somebody got me some, but they seem to be on the sour side, and they aren't the sweet, juicy the way they used to be.
Is this an apple that you grew up with?
Yeah, when I was a child in central Wisconsin. So when I saw it on internet, I mean, I saw it was up in Bonneville, Wisconsin, which is up in that neck of the woods, but they never caught back to me.
And is this also, you call it the yellow transparent apple. Is it also known as the white transparent apple?
I don't know. It wasn't listed that way on the internet.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I know. Jennifer, you can tell us, is that a variety that's on the Arc of Taste yet?
It's not. It is an apple that I've definitely heard of and I've enjoyed myself. And I've heard from many people that they have a deep love for this apple. It's hard to find apples, though. I mean, there once were 15 1,000 named varieties in the United States, and now there's little more than 3,000. And, of course, you can't find more than but a few in the grocery stores. But I do have a suggestion for Angie. She's in St. Francis. You could check out the South Shore Farmers Market. Brighton Woods Apple Orchard sells apples there, and they grow more than 200 varieties. And I'm not sure if that's where I've picked up the transparent apple before, but you could talk with the orchardist at the market, and they could give you a straight answer about it.
Okay. Good luck, Angie. Thank you very much for the call. But if this is if she wanted to nominate this as one of the Arc of Taste foods, she just told you, but is there a more formal way to do that?
There's actually a nomination form that you can fill out. I would encourage anyone to contact me if they wanted help filling out the nomination. What we're looking for is foods that are outstanding in terms of taste to the person who's nominating it or the community. It needs to be at risk either biologically or culinarily. It needs to be able to be sustainably produced, but not always. And then it needs to be culturally or historically linked. So it needs to have been in the area for about 25 years.
Well, let me hold you there because we have news coming up, and we'll continue talking about reviving endangered foods. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We are talking this hour about the beaver dam pepper and other foods that are endangered. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 7:37 on this Friday, September 6th. The beaver dam pepper will be showcased in different events all month, especially in the Milwaukee area, as the group Slow Food Wisconsin Southeast tries to save it, tries to promote the beaver dam pepper. We're talking about some of the other foods as well that are fading from use, and welcoming your nominations for foods you would like to see come back. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Jennifer Casey is our guest. She's a board member at Slow Food Wisconsin Southeast, where she focuses on biodiversity. And we have a caller, Amir, in Green Bay with us now. Hi, Amir.
Hi. Good morning, Charlene. My name is Amir, and then I am one of those people who is keeping that beaver dam pepper alive. I hope I am one of them. And my father-in-law, Larry Huxley, his grandfather brought beaver dam peppers from Hungary many years ago, and then his dad and himself, they were growing those peppers in beaver dam for many years. He's living right now in around the San Luis area, and he is still growing these peppers, and I am the lucky person who can grow those peppers too in Green Bay. I love those peppers. They are tasty.
Wait a minute, Amir. This is amazing. Did you say your father-in-law was one of the first people to bring that pepper to Wisconsin?
His grandfather was one of the people who brought from Hungary to beaver dam.
His grandfather. So that,
yes.
Boy, we're losing our connection with you, Amir. I'm sorry to say, because this is fascinating. So does it sound, Jennifer, like Amir's father-in-law's grandfather was this Hungarian who introduced the pepper to beaver dam?
Yes, it does. That's really exciting. Joe Huxley, who he named, was the grandfather of Amir's father-in-law. And he is lucky indeed. I wish we had not lost the connection, because I'd love to hear how he uses it in the kitchen.
Amir, call back. I'm sorry we just lost our cell phone connection with you. Otherwise, I would love to see how he's using it. And apparently he's growing it and trying to save it. So, I mean, are a lot of people, Jennifer, on board trying to save the beaver dam pepper?
I think it's one of the more popular foods on the Arc of Taste. You know, some of them are very obscure, and some of them we've done a lot of work on. And when I say we, I mean gardeners, chefs, just people across the region to keep in our gardens, our fields, and on our plates. Slow Food has this idea, this concept that all of us eaters, are co-producers. And what that means is that, you know, we vote with our fork, and what we grow and eat and purchase has an impact on the food system.
Tell us about some of the other foods that are on the ARC. Are they the ones that you're growing in your garden?
Sure, yes. That's really how I came to Slow Food, was the ARC of Taste. That's what drew me in and keeps me a part of, you know, the volunteer effort to restore heritage foods. Right now, we've got Aunt Molly's ground cherry, which is a really fun food growing in our garden. Have you had a ground cherry before?
For the first time, I can't believe this, for the first time last year, this is, the ground cherry is a sweet little, almost looks like a tomato, and it's wrapped in a little paper-like covering. Is that right?
It looks like a tomatillo. That's right, like a tiny tomatillo. But when you pop it in your mouth, it explodes with a sweet, often pineapple-y flavor. And that's a really fun one to grow. We grow those in our school gardens. You know, I know we never keep them around long enough to actually cook them. We tend to eat them raw. But that's a really fun food from the ARC of Taste. I also always grow the Amish paste tomato, which has ties to Wisconsin. I mean, that's a great heirloom tomato that is very thick-walled and is wonderful for making sauce.
We have Amir back. Amir in Green Bay, thanks for calling back. And we wanted to know how you use the Beaver Dam pepper.
Yeah, my favorite recipe, or my father-in-law's favorite recipe, is the creamy, the chicken pepper sauce, which you can serve with rice or noodles. It's really easy to make. It's just onion, garlic, and beaver dam peppers, and cream and chicken, and just cook it together. I cannot explain it right now. I have to go to work. But there is another one. You can use it just fresh. My father-in-law does it all the time during the summertime. I like it too. They're just chicken, sausage, give them pepper, the sandwich. And then he adds sometimes cheese to it. It's really tasty.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you, Amir, for calling back, even though you have to get to work.
Yes, so, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. That's really great. Well, we have, we do have an emailer who just who wants to know, where can he get seeds to grow the beaver dam pepper?
I would encourage the emailer to go to seedsavers.org, and you can order the seeds from their online catalog.
All right, we can also put a link to Seed Savers on our website, and then you are also encouraging people to. Your chef partner has a website, Scrumptious Peppers?
Scrumptious Pantry.
Pantry, okay. All right. So that's another one that we can probably put on our website as well. We have Gary in Sun Prairie who emails, my father grew the beaver dam pepper for years. A vegetable that I am concerned about losing is the Jimmy Nardello sweet Italian frying pepper.
Yes.
And what about, do you know about that one?
That is also on Slow Food's ARC of Taste, and I've grown it more than once.
Well,
it's a lovely, long, twisted pepper. It's a sweet pepper, and it's great sliced and stir-fried. I'm sorry, though. Does he explain how he likes to use it?
He does not. He just says he's concerned about losing it. And so that's on the ARC, and that means that it's going to get a little special attention. And by being there, people can be aware of it, too, right?
Sure. I mean, we encourage all people to go to the ARC of Taste and try these foods, you know, whether it's growing them in your garden or asking farmers about it, whether it's seeking them out. I mean, you can go to localharvest.org and punch in ARC of Taste in your city, and it'll pull up different producers who are raising it. there's really a renaissance of these heritage foods, whether they're on the arc of taste or not, and I think we're in exciting times. Mm-hmm. I know I've seen just in the 8 years that I've lived in the Milwaukee area, you can find arc of taste foods in shops, in cafes, in restaurants.
What makes a food a heritage food, Jennifer?
Well, it'll be culturally tied, or there's culturally or regionally tied, and it's got some history. I mean, that's something we had trouble defining, slow food had trouble defining, because around the world, like in Europe, you know, you have these traditions that have been around for hundreds and hundreds of years and many, many generations. But we're a mix of indigenous and immigrant communities. And so, you know, there is some debating on how long did a food have to be in place to be considered a heritage food. And we're drawing the line at about 25 years. Some people say 50. But for a food to be nominated to the Arc of Taste, it should have some ties to a place or people for about 25 years.
And Gary goes on to say he's also concerned about losing a fruit, the German pink tomato. He says, I try to grow only heirloom vegetables whenever possible. I have a bumper crop of speckled Roma tomatoes this year. So is an heirloom tomato the same as a heritage food?
Yes, yes. We use heritage, heirloom, antique, like in the case of apples, antique apples is a term that's usually used.
Mm-hmm. Another caller wants to mention that you can get Beaver Dam pepper seeds from Jung's Seed Company. So I guess Jung's sure. also deals in them. Darlene in Viola is with us. Hi, Darlene.
Good morning. I love your programs. My husband's favorite pepper is the Beaver Dam. I hand-select the best quality and longest and largest Beaver Dam to save for seeds every year. And also, I'd like to nominate two other heirloom peppers that also turn a bright red when they're fully ripe. It's the Margaret's pepper and also the La Rouge Royale, which is very thick-walled and great for pickling.
Oh, that sounds lovely. La Rouge Royale?
Yes, they're extremely sweet when they're fully ripe and bright red, and they keep their red color when they are pickled. They're just fantastic. Or roasted on the grill, and then you peel the skins off, let them cool down, and add a little bit of fresh minced garlic, red wine vinegar, and olive oil, a little bit of salt and pepper, and it's just to die for.
Thank you very much, darling.
Where did you find that, may I ask?
Well, actually, the other two peppers that I mentioned, I got them from Jung Seeds also.
Okay. That's a great seed company.
And you think that they are endangered, Darlene?
Well, I could tell you the truth. I don't know if they're endangered. I was just thinking in terms of heirloom and peppers, so I can't answer that.
Right. And for the Arc of Taste, it doesn't necessarily have to be endangered, or does it, Jennifer?
Well, it needs to be produced in limited quantities, but the fact that neither of us have ever heard of these peppers probably ensures that it's produced in limited quantities. You know, there are efforts around the country to quantify whether something is threatened, endangered, or simply at risk. And, you know, what do those numbers mean? How many people need to be growing them or using them? But really, all of these foods could, without these efforts, without gardeners and home cooks and producers and chefs using them, they're all at risk of disappearing.
We are talking about preserving Wisconsin's heritage foods and endangered foods in general, and welcoming your nominations for the Arc of Taste. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Jennifer Casey, a board member at Slow Food Wisconsin Southeast, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about the effort to save endangered foods. Foods like the Beaver Dam pepper. There are going to be events all month long in the Milwaukee area to revive interest in growing and using the Beaver Dam pepper. We are talking about why this is happening and accepting your nominations for other foods that you want to save, other heirloom varieties of vegetables or other heritage foods. It doesn't have to be a fruit or a vegetable. It can be any sort of nut or berry or fish or anything. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So, Jennifer, remind us the events that are taking place starting, you said, tonight in Milwaukee to celebrate the Beaver Dam pepper?
Starting tomorrow, actually.
Tomorrow.
At the South Shore Farmers Market in beautiful Bayview. We'll be hosting a cooking demonstration with a fellow board member, Chef Greg Leone. Next week, we'll do a cooking demonstration at the Fondy Farmers Market on Saturday, September 14th. Wednesday, on September 11th, our group will be at the Urban Ecology Center, along with Friends of Real Food, doing a potluck and a cooking demonstration and a talk. And then, of course, the main celebration will be Saturday, September 21st. Where restaurants around Milwaukee and Chicago, actually, will be featuring the Beaver Dam peppers on their menus. We've partnered with local farmers, Pinehold Gardens, and Jen Eyre to grow the Beaver Dam peppers out for this celebration.
And we, so we have Barb in Milwaukee. I think you know Barb, Jennifer.
Hi, Barb. Hey, Jennifer. My name is Barb Heinen, and I'm the leader of Slow Food Wisconsin Southeast. We met last night. This is late-breaking news, so Jennifer didn't have that. During the month of September, if anybody wants to join Slow Food Wise, we'll be offering a packet of Beaver Dam pepper seeds that we will get out to them. So it's just one more way that you can enjoy the seeds and try growing them yourselves. And I wanted the people, the viewers, to know that that was available as an option.
Boy, can I join Slow Food Wise in Southeast Wisconsin even if I'm not there?
You absolutely can, and you can visit our website. What you're doing is you're joining the national organization, and so you become a member of the national organization, and you can choose us as your local chapter and find out the events that we're working on, the issues that we're working on here locally. And in joining this month, we'd be happy to send you some seeds, Joy.
All right, that sounds wonderful. Well, there we go. Breaking news, Jennifer.
Thanks, Barb. That's great.
Absolutely. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks a lot, Barb, for that. So there you go. If you want to join Slow Food, you can get a packet of Beaver Dam pepper seeds. Sounds good. So that's very nice. Now we were talking about this arc of food, and I don't know if we really the arc of taste, which you say you were looking for 10,000 more foods for the arc. How close are you to getting that many?
Well, we're not very close at all. Currently, just about 1,200 foods internationally on Slow Food's Arc of Taste. Every 2 years in Italy, in northern Italy, there is an event, a convening of Slow Food members from around the world. It's called Terra Madre. And at last year's event, Carlo Petrini, the founder of Slow Food, set a goal for members and the communities across the world to nominate and board thousands of foods in the next few years. Really, it's because food biodiversity, you know, is such a big problem, and we need to do a lot to save it.
Yeah, and it's mind-boggling that 300,000 varieties of vegetables have already gone extinct.
Mm-hmm. And over 90% of all foods that humans have historically eaten are gone. So it's not just vegetables and fruits like you were mentioning. It's wild fish species and heritage breeds of turkeys and cattle. There are a lot of groups working on it, but we need everyone to engage in preserving their own and others' food traditions.
Let's go to Kitty in Milwaukee now. Hello, Kitty.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead. Did you have a nomination for a food for the Ark of Taste?
Yes, I wanted to nominate Oneida white corn. I don't know if it's been mentioned earlier. I just came in on the program. But the Oneida Tribe of Indians of Wisconsin brought it with them when they came here from the state of New York in about the mid-1800s. And it's still grown and processed up in Oneida, which is just west of Green Bay. And it can probably be purchased at their Junhenkwa store up there. But I think this weekend at the Indian Summer Festival, the white corn will probably be available as well. And it's made with, Oneida white corn is made with, it makes the Oneida corn soup and cornbread, and it's very nutritious and healthy, and it's similar to hominy.
Yum.
Well, Kitty, thank you so much for calling in. Oneida white corn is something that I would like to nominate to the Ark of Taste. I've actually spoken with Jeff Matoxin at Junhenkwa about that, and we'll be featuring it. I actually work, my day job is working with Milwaukee's Indian Health Center here in town, and we'll be featuring it in a cooking demo tomorrow at Indian Summer at 2:30. We're making a Three Sisters summer salad.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Kitty. So any other foods that that you believe are going to be ending up on the Ark of Taste besides the ones we've just talked about?
Well, that's a great question. One thing that our chapter is very interested in is repatriating the Milwaukee apple. We learned about this apple many years ago. And could not find it. It took us years to find an orchardist who had one mature apple tree, and that's up in Gillette, Wisconsin. And we're growing out the Milwaukee apple with the hopes that we can bring it back into production enough that we can nominate it to the Ark of Taste.
Neat. So in our final minute, what would you like to leave our listeners with? What message, what takeaway?
Well, I would encourage people to be food detectives, to talk to farmers and chefs and learn about foods that they especially love. If they have nominations for the Ark of Taste, they can go to the national website, slowfoodusa.org, and fill out a nomination form. Anyone can nominate a food. Or they could contact me at jcasey@slowfoodwise.org, and I'd be happy to help fill out an application.
Jennifer, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
Jennifer Casey is a board member at Slow Food Wisconsin Southeast, where she focuses on biodiversity, talking with us about saving endangered foods like the Beaver Dam pepper and many others. Thanks to Robin Cherry for producing this program. Thanks to Christy Taylor for on-air direction and Cynthia Schuster for on-air production. Thank you for listening. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.